U.S. military spokesman Major General William Caldwell told reporters at a news conference Wednesday that the overall death toll in Baghdad has dropped, but that countrywide, the casualty rate has not decreased as much as they had hoped. He attributed this to a series of suicide truck bombings targeting police and civilians in recent weeks that have killed and injured hundreds of Iraqis.
There are encouraging signs that more people are buying into restraint instead of retribution. However, we continue to be extremely concerned about the enemy's tactic of using high-profile car bomb attacks to massacre innocent civilians.
General Caldwell said al-Qaeda in Iraq is responsible for many of those attacks as it tries to ignite a cycle of tit-for-tat violence by provoking retribution attacks. But he said the new security operation is having a positive effect.
This increased presence and increased cooperation is helping bring down the levels of sectarian violence. In March, we tracked a 26% decline from February.
He added that about 10,000 of the 28,000 U.S. soldiers who are taking part in the new security plan have arrived in Iraq, and the rest of them will be here by June 1st. Meanwhile, Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabah acknowledged the spread of violence to other parts of the country and said security operations would expand. Without going into details, Dabah said new security operations were launched Tuesday in the northern city of Mosul, where terrorists have tried to use the city as a safe haven. Citing some measure of progress, Dabah said not only was the Iraqi government reducing the hours of Baghdad's curfew, but that in some neighborhoods, cement barriers would be removed. He also announced that another of Iraq's 18 provinces will be turned over to Iraqi control. The Maysan province in southeastern Iraq will be transferred to the Iraqis in May. In a separate development, General Caldwell addressed news reports that an Iranian envoy would be allowed to see five Iranians who were detained in January in the northern Kurdish-controlled city of Erbil.
What has occurred so far is the International Committee for the Red Cross has, in fact, visited with those five people that are in detention. Among them was a Iranian who was a member of that delegation that when they did the visit. And thus far, what we have is a informal request that has come in for a consulate visit, and that's being assessed at this time.
The United States accuses the five of having links to an Iranian Revolutionary Guard network that was supplying funds and weapons to insurgents in Iraq. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.